10th Avenue North back with their 10th, appropriately, studio album. Mike Dunahay's with us. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How's it going?
Good, good. Well, we thought 10th Avenue North was over and done, and you guys are back. This is amazing. And the new album's called Learning to Trust. This is amazing. Thank you guys for coming back.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks for listening.
Well, a day doesn't go by on life where we don't hear a song or two by 10th Avenue North. That's for sure. You were a big part of the playlist. Want you to know that.
Oh, thank you.
So what inspired you to bring the band back together, to get some new guys together and get this thing going again?
You know, my drummer and I started our band in college, and we've had a lot of people come and go over the years. And I never dreamed that I would bring 10th Avenue North back when the last couple guys wanted to retire. And then I spent 4 years at home, and I think my wife said, why don't you go on the road a little bit? You know, she, our youngest daughter started school full-time, so it was kind of a different mode of life. And I actually live on the same street as my drummer who I started the band with.
Oh.
And I said, hey, I'm tinkering around with bringing the band back. And he said, that's awesome. I'd love to support you in any way. I was like, you want to come back out on the road? He's like, nope. But I do think you should get a new drummer, and I would love to support you. So him and then my guitar player, Jeff, who's in the band a long time, he actually co-wrote 3 of the songs on the new record. So it kind of feels like the band is still the band. We've just gotten more people involved.
Well, as with any band, if you take a little bit of time off, I mean, you live some life and you go through some different things and that you wouldn't normally if you were just on the road or, you know, performing or recording. You say that this kind of album kind of is intensely personal and reflects some real struggles of that growth. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, man. It's an intense thing to lay down your career after you've been doing it for 20 something years. And that's what I felt like I had to do. My wife said, I need you home. Mm. And that was intensely personal. And a lot of the songs come out of that. My mom had a stroke. My dad went through a cancer battle. Our 12-year-old daughter went through a 6-month period of crippling panic attacks. And then not to mention just trying to hear God's voice and go, is this what I'm supposed to do? You know?
Yeah.
So you can always tell what I've been struggling with based on the content of the song you're listening to. There's this great verse in Psalm 49. David says, I incline my ear to wisdom, and with the music of the lyre, I will solve my riddle.
Wow.
So David says, I write songs to unriddle myself. And I try to do the same thing.
That's good. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, and it makes sense that you would call the album Learning to Trust. I mean, over that long period of time, I mean, no matter how long you've been a Christian, would you agree that that's a constant lesson?
Yeah, notice the album is not called Learned How to Trust.
Right.
It's a active present tense. And I heard someone say, he was the dean of spirituality at a college, and he had this whole thought process that when we talk about believing in God, he goes, a better question is whether you trust God.
Mm.
Because even the demons believe, but will we trust him with the little bit we do believe?
That's so good.
Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Which when I was young, I just took it as, oh, I better have enough faith or God won't be pleased with me. But being the age I am now, I think about without faith, it's impossible to please God. Another way you could read that is, if you have all the answers and all the certainty, you can't please God. Because what do you have to have faith? You have to have trust. You have to have not like, you can't know how it's going to turn out in a sense. And so then it's like, you read that passage differently. It's God is so pleased when we actually trust him.
Hmm. I love this. We wanted to talk about music, but I love this. We're going to get into Bible study.
I mean, it's just kind of what informs a lot of the lyrics that I wrestle with, you know, it's my own wrestling with scripture, just like David says. I incline my ear to wisdom, and then I pick up the lyre and I try to solve my riddle. Like, I try to figure out why my heart and my head don't match up.
Yeah. The new album from 10th Avenue North is called Learning to Trust. Lead singer Mike Dunahay, thanks for talking to us this morning.
You're welcome.